A Sand County Almanac has been one of my most treasured books since I first read it in 1975. And when I first met my friend J. Drew Lanham, author, poet, and wildlife biologist at Clemson University, I knew he was a kindred spirit because he loves Aldo Leopold too. When Drew's beautiful book of poetry, Sparrow Envy, was published in 2016, Drew read four of his poems for this podcast. I keep my most lyrical books about nature on one shelf, alphabetized by author. I love that my copies of his two books, The Home Place and Sparrow Envy, sit side by side with Leopold's Sand County Almanac. Last week, Drew wrote a new poem that he shared with his friends on Facebook. It touched something deep in my soul. I talked to Drew about what made him write the poem.
We have a cat. I call him a 110% indoor cat because the closest he gets to outside is the screen porch. And his name is Trey, and Trey is French for three, and he's Zeke. His full name is Ezekiel Lanham. He's the third Zeke cat that we've had, but he's a very social little kitty that we rescued from a shelter a while back. He's about 10 months old now. In the morning, I go out to have my coffee on the screen porch every morning, and Trey, you know, he's winding around my legs and feet in the morning and ready to go out, because that's his outdoor world, is that screened porch. And he can see all kinds of stuff, and I imagine smell stuff. And I always look at him wandering around when the ferns are up, because it looks like he's in a little jungle, but he sees things that he can never get to. Well, on this particular morning, I looked out as he went out, and immediately I saw this frog jump, and he leapt after it. And I distracted him and was able to corral him and get him in before he touched this little gray tree frog that by then had gone into this position of sort of flattening itself against the floor of the porch. And I hear gray tree frogs trilling around the house. I can never see them because they're so well camouflaged. And so I picked this little frog up, and it didn't struggle. It just sort of sat there. And I was thinking as I took it back outside to release it, just how fragile life is. And especially at this time when we've had to deal with so much news of death and people not being able to breathe and loss of life, that it just hit me in that moment that there was this responsibility in my hand. I suppose I had saved a life somehow, that this frog was going to be able to continue to breathe, that it wasn't going to have to struggle for breath. And so in that moment of releasing it back into these ferns and in this place where hopefully it could trill and get lost again in plain sight, you know, I thought about life in hand, and it came at the intersection of that moment on that back porch. So it was important for me because I've really been sort of in a, I guess what I would call a semi-depressed state for a lot of this quarantine. We're talking about 130,000 people now plus that are dead. We're talking about more that will die. You know, we're talking about people dying at the hands of police and killing one another. So that one life that I was able to extend a hand to was important enough to me to try to get the words down.
And here is that wonderful poem, Life in Hand.
Handle any life in your hands as if it were your own. Feel the heart beating, small as it may be, and imagine it in your own chest, beating in syncopated time to become shared meter. That pulse, the breathing, is your rhythm, your ins and outs. Its ins and outs. Look close under whatever warty skin or soft fur or gaudy feathers and see self. Its being is your being. Be in that same skin for what moments it will allow. Then, when the convergence between you is sealed, release that wild soul to free roaming as you would desire of your own.
J. Drew Lanham's Life in Hand will appear in the third edition of Sparrow Envy, along with 14 other new poems and essays to be published this fall. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.